Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Insight Scoop Live. Hello, I'm Susan Violante. I'm your host for today. I'm really excited to be speaking on the phone with Dr. Cheryl Williams, author of God's Indemnity, Would 2017 Find You Scalped or Fully Covered? A compelling book which will interest all religions, especially the Bible-based theology ones. But before we start, let's learn a little bit more about Cheryl. Cheryl, a registered nurse with a Doctor of Health Education degree, published her doctoral dissertation in ProQuest. She believes that God has entrusted her with spreading the word about His Son's return in 2017, which birthed her book, God's Indemnity. For more information on Cheryl and her book, visit her website at www.godsindemnity.webs.com, and that is www.godsindemnity.webs.com. Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing today?
Hi, Susan. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for being with us. Your book is certainly really interesting to all of us who wonder if we're living and leading a good life according to God and our beliefs. And we all worried. I don't care who, what religion you're in, or we always if we're living the right way. And I think that that's why we really liked your book. So to our listeners, we're talking to Dr. Cheryl Williams. Her book, God's Indemnity, got second place in our religion category for the Reader Views Literary Awards. And you can check it out and check her out at www.godsindemnity.webs.com. And that is God, S-I-N-D-E-M-N-I-T-Y. webs.com. Cheryl, why don't you tell us, for our listeners, a little bit about yourself?
Hi, Susan. It's my pleasure to be here, and I thank you for this opportunity. I have been a Christian for about, I can't even remember, it's been so long, but from the age of 11, I was called to the Lord, and I've had a wonderful experience worshiping and praising and, you know, developing a relationship with God. However, there were times when I felt I was so far away from Him, you know, because of all the experiences I've had throughout my life. Mm-hmm. I had my first child out of wedlock, and then I got married and my second child. And, you know, being a Christian, it's not supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have your children, get married and have children. So I felt like I was unworthy. You know, I was not, quote unquote, the Christian that, you know, I was pretending to be. Mm-hmm. But I went along with my life and graduated from school. I pursued nursing and graduated with my degrees. I went back to school to get a terminal degree in health education. Mm-hmm. And when I finished that, I said, okay, well, now what can I do with this for the Lord? And that's how everything began with the birthing of the book and my experiences that began to solidify my relationship with God to bring me, draw me closer to Him. So that's about it in a nutshell. I have two daughters that, you know, God blessed me with, and three granddaughters.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, you don't look that old to have granddaughters, so, because I saw your picture.
Thank you so much.
So I always try to find out what authors think when they're writing, because I'm a writer too, and I know that we have to keep in touch with who we are writing the book to. So I wonder, who did you write God's Indemnity for? Did you write it for Christian-based belief people, or did you write it to everybody, no matter what their beliefs, to spread a message for everybody?
Yes, and it was written for everyone because as I was writing, you know, the Holy Spirit kept reminding me, remember, this is not about you. It's not about just your family. It's about my children all over the world, some who have not even heard of me yet. It's about my people. So it's written for everyone, you know, who wants to develop a relationship with God, you know, the Creator.
Mm-hmm. And so what is that exactly in, I guess, the ballpark message that you wish readers, whether from Christian Bays or not, you know, all the children of God, what is that message that you wish they take from your book?
Oh, wow. The message, really, the bottom line is get to know the Lord now, because we are approaching that time when this earth as we know it will no longer be. And in order to have any hope of everlasting life, we need to form that relationship with God now, with our Creator now. That way we'll be guaranteed His protection and then our salvation and eternal life.
Yeah. And it's a very important message because there's a lot of people searching for purpose in life. And
yes.
Yeah, and, you know, the news are not encouraging on TV.
No.
And so, yeah.
That's the thing, because every time I get on my computer or I look at television, I say, wow, look at all that the Bible has, you know, prophesied. The prophets from long ago have written about these things. You know, they're happening, unfolding right before our eyes, and a lot of people are asleep. They're not even aware of what's happening. So this book is hopefully to make, you know, to raise that awareness. All that's happening, you know, now is pointing towards the time of our Lord's soon return. And it is my hope, you know, I believe that the Lord inspired me and called me to write this book at this time, just as in the days with Queen Esther, she was called for that time to save the people of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my honest belief that He raised me up at this time to get the message out. You know, wake up, my children. I'm coming soon. You know, you have to be ready. You have to return to me in order to be saved.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that we can tell just by your background that your wishes are really genuine, because you're a nurse, so you are tending to people all the time.
Right.
And at the same time, now you wish to take that further into their spirituality. So it really sounds genuine to me. And
right.
for readers, you should check out her book, God's Indemnity. And the website is www.godsindemnity.webs.com. And that is GODSINDEMNITY.webs.com. Cheryl, obviously your belief in the well-being of people is a passion of yours.
Yes.
So why don't you talk to us a little bit more about what other passions do you have in your life?
Well, health is one, and that is why I initially pursued my doctoral degree in health education, because it is my desire to see everyone healthy. That's what God wants to do. He said He desires that His children prosper and be in good health. And so that is one of my main passions in life.
Is there anything in your life that you went through health-wise that inspired this passion? Or, I mean, how did you get your calling for it?
I initially wanted to be a teacher. And as I got older, my mom, she... In 1984, was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And I saw the way she suffered, and it progressed where now, you know, she has to use a cane to walk most of the time. And I think that's what really got me you know, motivated to pursue nursing. And the funny thing is, although I pursued nursing, I currently work as a teacher because I am a nurse educator.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yes, so I got to fulfill both.
But it's amazing how life, a bad experience or a bad event like your mother's health can inspire so much good later on.
That is true. And as I look back, I say, well, God, you had it all divine anyway. So
yeah.
Now I'm doing both nursing and I'm teaching nursing.
Inside Scoop Live is a global internet-based broadcast specialized in interviewing published authors about their current books and their areas of expertise. Join us and hear both well-known and upcoming writers talking candidly about their life experience as well as the business of being an author in today's literary world. Always interesting and current, we strive to bring our audience high-quality discussions that spotlight a vast diversity of authors in the field today. Our interviews are available 24/7 through direct podcast, as well as MP3 download from your computer for your convenience. Please visit us at InsideScoopLive.com. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Today I'm talking with Dr. Cheryl Williams, author of God's Indemnity. Would 2017 find you scalped or fully covered? Stay tuned because we are going to continue this inspiring and enlightening conversation with Cheryl about her message, passions, the most influential person in her life, and so much more. But in the meantime, you can check out God's Indemnity by visiting Cheryl's website at www.godsindemnity.webs.com, and that is www.godsindemnity.webs.com. So who was the most influential person in your life? Was it your mother, or do you have somebody that you looked up to?
I will have to say it's my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother instilled a lot of values and beliefs, and it was through my grandmother that I got to know the Lord, because she would every morning have worship and have a singing and praying and reading the Bible, learning texts, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that stayed with me throughout all my life.
Did your daughters get to know her?
Yes. My grandmother is 90, I always get mixed up her age. She's about 93 now, and she's still there. She's waiting. She wants to see. She actually wanted to see the Lord coming, so she's holding on.
Yeah. Oh, but that is awesome that you still have her with her. We just welcome my parents to live with us. So I have two daughters as well, so it's been interesting to have three generations in my household.
That's right. But my grandmother does not live with me. She's in New York, actually.
Oh, wow.
And I'm in Florida with my one daughter and two of the grandchildren. The older daughter, she's in New York with my older granddaughter.
It would be so much fun to see all those generations interacting together in one place.
Yes, we've had that opportunity. We, you know, traveled to New York, and everyone, we got together. It was awesome, and we're hoping to do another one where we can actually capture the picture to keep.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I always like to ask, close to when we're getting towards the end, I like to ask our authors, if you saw yourself, you know, in those dark years that you talked about where you were doubting whether you were worthy or not, to the point yourself now and yourself then meet, what is that one advice that you will give to yourself?
Oh, wow.
I know. I didn't mean to make you think.
No, but that's a good thing. I think one advice would be to pray more,
mm-hmm.
in order to receive guidance from the Lord, so that my life will, you know, take a road a more and will be more fulfilling. Not to say that I'm not happy, but I am not currently married, and I believe if I would have prayed more then, and God would have been able to guide my life in a better way, so I will have meet that one spouse who is also under God's guidance, so we can have a fulfilled marriage, one that lasts. So I think that will be it. And I'm often reminded about the text. You know, he said he will guide us with his eyes so that we will not be like a horse needing a bit and a bridle. So that's why I would, you know, choose prayer. Tell my other self, pray about the spouse, pray about this, pray about that.
Yeah, but, you know, it is, you know, and I do think that our prayers are always heard, and sometimes what we want is not what we need, and
that's true.
And we always get what we need. But prayer is also a way of meditating and, you know, get you in that place of peace and calm to, you know, get in touch with yourself while you get in touch with God. So it makes sense, because if you're centered, then you can find your way easier, I think.
Yes. That is true. There it is.
I looked at your website, and at the top, and that intrigued me. Above your website, you have that there's two laws sanctified and given to men by a loving Creator, and that are being challenged by men, and one is marriage and one is Sabbath. So can you elaborate on that? I mean, what do you mean that are being challenged by men?
Okay, well, you know, again, the news and the laws that we see changing was clear indication that we saw a change in the law in this country where now we have same-sex marriage, you know. And if we search God's word, we see that God sanctified the marriage between a man and a woman. He put Adam with Eve together at creation. And then even in the New Testament, he talked about it. He said, you know, man should leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife, and it will become one flesh. And so we have a battle going on between God's law and, you know, man's law.
And then, you know, there's that division of state and church that, that makes that possible.
Yes, so, and then Christians are being persecuted. We saw that one couple, they were all over Facebook, and they were fined by the court because they refused to make a cake for a same-sex couple.
Wow. I didn't see that on Facebook.
Yes, it was. It was a big thing. And they even started a GoFundMe account and all of that just to assist them.
Yeah, it is definitely a time of turmoil and a time where many different people are running out of space, I think, in Earth. And so we see so many collisions of what our beliefs are and other ways of lives and other stuff that people believe in. And so it is a difficult time. So
it is.
Yeah, so I really, really admire people like you that take the time to spread their message out and, you know, genuinely out of worry for other people's salvation.
Of course, definitely. And I believe sincerely that's what God wants us to do. He does not want us to get to know him and then sit down and say, okay, I'm just going to look for his coming, you know. He wants us to work, you know. He said that the, you know, the vineyard is there, the field and everything is right, but there are no workers.
Yeah, and it is, you know, it is a worry funded in love, because love doesn't turn anybody away.
That's right. And he has open arms, you know, and it's not to say that, you know, someone choose the alternate lifestyle, that person is condemned. The message, you know, he's going to save all his people, because that was ordained even before the earth was created, you know, who will be saved. But just to acknowledge when wrong is being done and say, you know what, I want to change my life. I want to go back to God's principles.
Yeah, I remember when I was getting married. I'm Catholic, so
okay.
I remember that we had to do this preparation course in our church for getting married. And the one thing that stayed with me from that course was this older couple was the one that would, you know, teach you the ways of, you know, your beliefs in during marriage and stuff. And she said that to her, church or religion or belief or spirituality was like a highway. Sometimes you get out the wrong exit, but you know, you can always turn, find a U-turn to go back to the highway. And,
that's right.
I know. And that stayed with me. I think that everything is that way. Some people believe that because they did something that they are not happy with, or they hurt somebody, or whatever it is, the mistake that they made, they think they cannot go back, and that is not true.
No.
There's always a U-turn.
Yes, because we can, you know, ask for mercy. God is a merciful God. We can turn around. And you expect our spouses to be merciful too, you know. So in a marriage situation, if partner makes a mistake, you can forgive.
Yeah.
And, you know, move on.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm really enjoying talking to you, Cheryl, and I could stay here and talk to you. Your voice is so soothing and calm that
you
have taken my stressful day and calmed me down to the point that I don't want to work anymore today. I want to sit down and read. Maybe I'll sit down and read your book.
Well, Susan, it's because of your voice. You know, you caused me to relax. As I mentioned earlier, I was feeling nervous.
But
way.
I'm glad we had this interview. You're really sweet. To our listeners, I really want you to check out her website and check out her book. It's www.godsindemnity.com, and that is God, S-I-N-D-E-M-N-I-T-Y .webs.com. Thank you again for being with us, Cheryl, and good luck with your book. It's really, really nice talking to you.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Until next time, have a great day.